With that, we'll bring out Julie for our next question. Julie, looked like you were unmuted for a second, but I see you muted now. Just hit that one more time if you would.
Oh, me?
No,
I got it. It was me. Okay. Thank you so much. I'm concerned about the effect on the developing brain. And do you have studies on this effect on literacy and learning? I know they're taking them out of the schools, but we really need to talk about literacy and how our children are not being able to progress in school the way they should, or they're not even prepared to learn to read or learn from reading. Can you tell me if you have any studies on your website?
I do, and I'm gonna put it in the chat. So underneath, actually, I'm gonna show everyone this because this will be helpful. So you can find this on our website. Let me share with you. I hope I'm sharing the right thing here. Okay, so this is our website here. And we have studies. If you go under key issues, there's two ways to access the information. One, if you're interested in 5G, for example, we have science here, scientific research on 5G. You want research on impacts from wireless radiation on the developing brain, go up to science. We have our research by Environmental Health Trust experts, scientific conferences. But then here, research on 5G, wireless, cancer studies specifically. And if you scroll down, we have screens in children that has much research looking at the impact of the overuse of screens, everything from physical effects to impacts on learning to the radiation effects, and then impacts on brain development here and synergistic effects, children's vulnerability. So we can just go to brain development and there's a discussion of much of the research. This is Dr. Volkow is talking about at NIH. Here's Dr. Taylor talking about impacts to memory and attention. And then if you scroll down, we have studies that are citations with some of the key aspects of the conclusions and from the abstracts. We have all of that on our website. And just so you know, under key issues, under Wi-Fi, we also have this section under science. So for all of our key issues, we have a section on the science related to it. And here is research on Wi-Fi frequencies more specifically. And it's discussed. And then we have compendiums of the research studies. This is peer-reviewed published research. So we have it all online. If you just, you know, take some time and go to the website, I know there is a lot there, but we want to ensure we have the science. We have easy to understand sections, and then we have the science list. So I hope that's helpful.
What an incredible resource. And thanks for walking us through that, Theodora. That's really helpful. Up next, we have Francis. If you go ahead, we're looking forward to your question. Francis, I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly, but yeah, there we go. Just want to make sure you're unmuted. Thank you.
Hi, thank you, Theodora, for your good work. I just want to make people aware of the increased use of microwaves in cars. I just Googled and I found there was a company called Vayar, V-A-Y-Y-A-R, which was granted a waiver by the FCC on April 19th of this year to install 60 gigahertz self 5G technology in a car, supposedly to monitor against heat stroke in babies that are locked in cars by their parents while they go shopping. So can you imagine the implications of something like this? And also the increased use of radar technology. And imagine millions of cars on the road with radars and their effects on people, including the drivers, their mentation, their thinking while they're driving, and people standing next to these radars when the car is not in motion. I mean, these are tremendous areas. And the FCC is granting waivers against regulations, apparently, to allow these kinds of applications. So, I mean, it's just something that people should be aware of. And maybe your group can expand into that direction. Thank you.
We are deeply concerned about what's happening with cars because they have so many sensors. All these new cars have numerous antennas, and they will have that radar, all of these emissions from the cars. We have all these cars, all these emissions, some of which can be turned off and some can't. So if you have a car, you can turn some of the antennas off depending on your model. You have to find out about it. But the reality is that we have to raise this issue with manufacturers and let them know what they want, because I'm shocked, really, the amount of new technology they're bringing into cars. You said they had a technology to see if a child is left in the back, and yet those same frequencies have been shown to harm the developing brain of children. Now, speaking of radar, there's research going back decades to the Cold War by the U.S. government and many other governments, Russian governments as well, showing radar's effect on servicemen. And a lot of those effects are what's documented now in science. So it's nothing new. And the government has these reports by the CIA and NASA. And it's just mind-blowing that we're continuing to roll this out. And that's why it's so important that we be aware of it and get some action on this. Because I agree, we are trying to raise this with our, in government. I know that Dr. Joel Moskowitz of UC Berkeley has a wonderful page. If you search Safer EMR, that's his webpage. And then he has a section on cars, and he tries to keep track of the issues related to cars and what's going on. There's been modeling in cars that shows when there's frequencies inside of a car, because it's metal, the frequencies can bounce around and actually enhance, or there can be reflections, unusual ways it moves in a car. So we think that it's outrageous that they be putting these frequencies in cars and outside of cars, actually. So there's a lot of work to be done. That's why we are just thankful for all the work happening at the international level. And manufacturers are aware of this issue. We know it because they are lowering the levels in certain cars, and sometimes reports on that gets out. I think Dr. Moskowitz has that on his site. So we know they're aware of it, but because our government regulations are non-protective, it's still happening. And we're suing the FCC on that issue. We have a federal case now. We're waiting for the court decision, Environmental Health Just et al. Versus the FCC, because our federal regulations are non-protective.
Thank you, Theodora. Up next, we're going to bring out Renee. Renee, if you can unmute yourself, please. I think I just sent you a note to unmute yourself. Let's try that one more time.
Hey there. Thank you. Thanks so much for all your work. I'm wondering if you have any experience with the Qi devices. They're the EMF protection devices, Qi Home, it's QI.
You know, we don't recommend devices, but we don't study them. We're not testing them. What we are advocating for is that that governments have protocols in place to adequately test all of these devices that have come on the market. There's so many, I couldn't speak to each one. And even if there are people who state that they feel better from certain devices, and I haven't seen the long-term studies on that, but there are people who do. The question is, will you have the long-term benefit? So I wish I could answer that question. And what we need is adequate regulations and protocols for testing, so we can compare devices and understand if they're making the frequencies less biologically active, which some are claiming to do. But our scientists don't focus on those devices. There are so many of them. And I put in the chat our newsletter. Please sign up for our newsletter. We have a monthly newsletter from our nonprofit organization. We give you the latest science and policy.
Thank you, Theodora. We are bringing this shortly to a close. I'm wondering, do you have time for one more?
Yeah.
Oh. Great. Thank you. And so, Ryan, I'm going to ask you to unmute.
Thank you. And thank you, Theodora, and everyone at Environmental Health Trust for getting the message out. I'm on that journey. I'll be very, very brief here. I've gone through the phases of feeling helpless. I'm actually taking steps to reduce my exposure. I work in IT, so I have a lot. But I have a specific question about the, you mentioned smart meters and how people have been able to opt out or have them removed. But oftentimes there is a fee. There is a fee in my state, and I'm working with our government to try to get that removed or at least lowered in some way. Do you have any resources or recommendations when talking with, it's going to be the Corporation Commission, they're in charge of approving that. We used to not even have the ability to have it removed. But for example, I've moved somewhere, it already has a smart meter. Mm-hmm. So just any advice on getting those fees lowered or removed?
Well, I put in the chat our page on smart meters that has a lot of information for you. There have been, you got to do what you're doing, because there the states that have the free opt-out, that happened because people got on the issue and had meetings. I mean, there are lawsuits now, actually, that are happening where people with cancer are saying, look, I don't want the smart meter and I shouldn't have to pay not to have it, or people with other health issues. So getting awareness on it, being aware of the court cases and the decisions in Pennsylvania, there was just a case that was won where people who they were putting the smart meters on, the case that was won was, hey, you can't force a smart meter on a home. So take a look at what's been done in other states. We stopped our water meters from becoming smart in our town. And that happened from people organizing, doing what you're doing, talking to the officials, and just not stopping until you get it done. But make sure you have all the letters and resources and you know what states are doing what. It's very helpful to say, hey, these states don't have fees. Why should we be charged a fee? When one other quick thing, if they're trying to charge a fee, ask, well, what's the money for? And can you document that you are incurring these extra costs? They'll say, well, we have to drive up and read the meter now. Except they're already charging you for putting in the smart meters. And so they're not able to actually, we haven't found that they can document where those increased needs for fees actually are in actual documentation.